This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here we are on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all professional broadcasters here to professionally bring you updates on what's going on in the world around you, Y-O-U. Starting off, Jennifer has something that will, I think I used the expression yesterday, knock your socks off. I don't think a lot of people don't have the socks on yet. So you can just go do your thing, Jennifer.
Well, we're all going to die. That's the headline.
Wow.
Sorry.
See you later.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but apparently this time the latest threat to our lives, according to NASA, is an asteroid that is bigger than a pyramid and will get really, really, really close. They're calling it a close approach with the Earth. NASA said that there is an asteroid that is hurtling rapidly at the speed of around 20,000 miles per hour. At that speed, it's 15 times faster than the Concorde. Imagine that. Wow. And it's also bigger.
That's about the same speed that the astronauts in various spaceships, the space station goes around the planet, about 19,000 miles.
Okay, well, still, this thing is not controlled like a space station.
Yeah.
It's an asteroid, and at the size that it is currently, at least by the judgments of NASA, it is bigger than the Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt, which is 139 meters. Pretty incredible. Now, it's listed on NASA's Earth Close Approaches page, and it's still pretty far away, but in space terms, it's considered to be close enough that scientists are paying attention to this. And this comes just after a bus-sized asteroid zoomed past the Earth earlier in the month. That was the closest approach of the year. So keep your eyes out. Asteroids the size of a pyramid is coming our way. They say, I don't know if it, 100, and, let's see, consider a bunch of, I guess because it's supposed to get like within a certain number of miles of the Earth. They don't give us an exact term.
What do they do?
They say it's close
enough.
Besides
sending Ben Affleck up there, but what can we do if an asteroid,
I don't know.
Do they shoot it?
They could try to break it up if it was that serious. It's right now 3 million miles away.
Okay, but that usual fear crap that comes from the news media.
It's great.
This is from NASA, isn't it?
It's from NASA.
So I want to know
how
close. The story is worthless unless you know how close it's going to come.
Well,
what does close mean?
I think they don't know because it's hurtling in our direction right now. They do know that it's 3 million miles away at this moment. But they put it on the close approach page because it's coming this way.
3 million miles away, it doesn't take that long at 19 or 20,000 miles an hour to get here.
Great. Now we all have to get in the doorway. What do we do? Do we hide in the bathtub?
No, we do the math.
Do we have a giant laser that can shoot it and break it up?
20,000.
Oh, boy.
It's one of those things.
Ruin the fun of this story.
That's the thing is, I feel like most people are not actually scared in this situation. For me, I'm like, if it hits us, well, then, okay, it's going to hit us. I just, I think this is just kind of a funny story to talk about. I don't really care about how far away it is.
150 days.
Okay.
No, 150.
Yeah, let's.
Oh boy.
How scientifically accurate is this going to be?
150 hours at that.
150 seconds, guys. It's coming.
Let's just do it.
They're coming to take us away. Ha ha. All right. What else have we got that we can worry? The damn Russians are at it again. You want to worry about something? They're going to start a series of war games. That'll be the largest since the fall of the old Soviet Union, the USSR. Games will be held in Siberia next month. The Chinese are going to participate. Mongolians. I didn't realize the Chinese and the Mongolians had troops, because Mongolia is a part of China. And I can't imagine what those troops would be all about. But anyway, they're going to help. They're going to play the games with the Russian. Officials say the exercises have been an unprecedented scale in both territory and number of troops involved. The planning for it. Size of the games are compared with exercises held by Russia in 2014, in which the Kremlin said 150,000 troops, 8,000 pieces of equipment, 600 aircraft were used.
What do they do? Chinese, I don't get it. They're not obviously. Is this like when you go to Gettysburg and you see like a reenactment of a battle?
Yeah, like we had a reenactment of the Civil War on the farm this summer. Yeah, same kind of thing.
Yeah.
16 exercises that focus on timely deployment of military command and control bodies. Hmm. What are you going to do with people? There are not going to be any people in the war. And so what is this all about? It's the showtime.
The show, yeah.
Showtime. So speaking of that, and because of that, perhaps in part, or I don't know which comes first here, the chicken or the egg, the Russians are going to be slapped with more sanctions, according to information that's been made public this week. Treasury Department sanctioning two Russian shipping companies that are transporting petroleum products to North Korea. Of course.
Let's have Putin to the White House.
Alibaba, yeah.
This, our
oh,
friend.
Yeah, we're so friendly. But they're so friendly. I wrote that on my piece of it. But they're so friendly.
Well, this is what makes me crazy, is that it is the president's job to have conversations with world leaders and to make situations better. And so when the president meets with Vladimir Putin, people go crazy thinking that he's trying to buddy up to Putin when the actions of this administration have been really, really tough on Putin. This is like the third or fourth round of sanctions in the year and a half, in a year and a half of Trump's presidency. So if you want to criticize, I think there's a lot of people who just want to criticize. He's supposed to be talking and having these conversations. That doesn't necessarily mean that we're softening on them. In fact, it's quite the opposite, I think.
Well, the hypocrisy is
just
beyond
like
stunning.
I just don't like him at the White House,
as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Meet somewhere else, talk on the phone. I just don't like that visual of him in the White House.
They could come to the farm. They can have their summit on the farm
right,
here.
There you go.
You should suggest it.
Or the beach in front of your house, Victoria.
Nah, he can go to your farm.
Probably not going to go to
Denver. He'll enjoy the ice cream.
Yeah, right. Ice cream, that's it. We can do ice cream on the farm. That's a good
idea. A
little
cyanide in the ice cream?
No, just poop. 14 past the hour here on the DJV program.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months and $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing and free home delivery on most beds. And Saturday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
There's a common thread I see every time I'm in the field.
While this is burning, you were saving other homes.
Neighbors helping neighbors and strangers alike.
No official first responders, they're just volunteers going in and bringing folks out.
This is what America's about.
Sometimes it's nice to see all the good that's out there.
We have seen it in community after community after community.
Watch NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, evenings on NBC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
DJV time is 17 past the hour. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Around the country, a record number of people in our country thought to have died from drug overdoses. The numbers from last year and now the research suggesting how bad the drug problem is. Worse, apparently, than some realize. There's a team of researchers that have studied samples from water treatment plants around the country, specifically a couple of towns in Kentucky. This is a sewage epidemiology study. Gives nearly real-time data on drugs that come into the sewer system. It shows the drug use is surprisingly high in these areas of Kentucky. The team found the levels of meth and others, well, let's use meth as an example, some of the highest ever recorded anywhere in our country. Share of the population using this drug could be as much as four times higher than earlier estimates. Good God. Wow. When it gets to special times like the 4th of July, people are more likely to use drugs on holidays. Samples also showed opioids are a big problem in Kentucky. The trend does show up in federal data as well. So around the country, as we know, opioids represent the largest share of drug overdose deaths. What are we doing to ourselves?
The methamphetamine stuff, this is crystal meth. This is why you need to show your driver's license to buy some Sudafed. So yeah. I thought that was sort of on the decline because of maybe opioids have been
For those who don't
it.
Know, Sudafed could but, be an ingredient in meth, making meth.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Well, it's the right. Pseudoephedrine or whatever the generic term is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so here's something else. Remember the situation in Flint with the water?
Yeah.
The public health official in Michigan, who was on the top of the pyramid at the time, standing trial, accused of killing the people in Flint, the water situation. So two people died, and he's been accused of it. Judge made the decision to try him for the death of these people after determining there was probable cause. His name is Nick Lyon, charged with involuntary manslaughter, misconduct, and willful neglect. He is in charge of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Prosecutors argue that he waited too long to alert the public. What is there about public officials that are so worried about themselves that they don't do their jobs? Oh, what will happen to me? That's what happens with these things. What happens
so
to me?
The
you go
water,
to jail, pal. That's what happens
right,
to you.
Right, yeah. Learn your lesson. But that was an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease in the county's water supply, and I guess they said as a result of him waiting too long to alert the public, these two people died.
Now,
is that what the water had in Flint? When we talk about the Flint water crisis, was it Legionnaire's disease or was it something else?
Lead.
Okay.
Had lead.
So this was a separate thing then.
Yeah.
Oh, lead. Wow. Okay.
And the governor of Michigan, those of you who live in Michigan, we have four or five stations there, Rick Snyder says he has my full faith and confidence and he will stay on in his job. Huh?
Great. Wow. Great.
What the hell's the matter with you? With them? And those of you who live in Michigan, are you outraged? What are you doing about this? Imagine this happening in your community or your state. What would you do? It's happened way too...
I can't believe it's happening in our country.
I know.
Yep. He should be doing so much better.
He's selfish bastard. He should be in jail. All right, 21 after the hour. I'm getting my curmudgeon-y out today. It's 21 past.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Despacito. 23 and change after the hour now. Music time. As we all know, music very important in all of our lives. We all spend time, I bet, every day, every one of us listens to something on the radio in the car or at home, some circumstance. No news here on the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, and I focused on the Guinness World Records. People have announced the launch of a record-breaking playlist called The Year in Pop. It actually comes from Spotify, working together with the Guinness folks to celebrate the musicians featured in the upcoming Guinness World Records 2019 book. The playlist is made up of the artist's record-breaking tracks, so we can all listen to them. That's an interesting idea. So you got to go to Spotify to listen to these tracks. Is that it? They get people to go...
It says one playlist, on Spotify. So you don't have to individually get all the songs. It's just all right there.
They put it together for you.
Yeah.
Because Spotify allows you to pick your own playlist, basically, right?
Kara uses Spotify. I've never really even used it.
Any song that is on Spotify, you can add to your own playlist. You can make a workout playlist.
How is it different than Pandora, Kara? Is it the same basic idea?
No, it's different. You make your own playlist, so you get to choose the songs that you want to listen to. Pandora makes their playlist, so you have no choice in what you get to
Pandora,
listen to.
So Pandora, you pick one song, and they'll send you a whole bunch of other songs.
You basically pick a theme. So I want 90s music or something like that, and then they put together a bunch of songs that fit into that category.
Got it. Okay. So the playlist from Spotify and Guinness includes The Worm. Let's see here. BTS.
Despacito.
Also known as Justin Bieber.
Yeah. The boy band BTS from Korea. Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, Ed Sheeran. I don't know. Despacito. How do you pronounce his name? Despacito?
Despacito. There you go.
Okay.
Do we know what that means?
Daddy Yankee.
I don't know. I've looked that up before. I always assumed like desperate or something, but I don't think it really makes
sense
in the song. Yeah. So
The Worm has the most streamed track worldwide. Is that that's what
this song was huge last year?
Yeah, this song was massive. Can't get away from it.
Let's see here. Shape of You is on the list. Ed Sheeran, most streamed on Spotify. I kind of kind of like this song, actually.
It's Justin Turner's walk-up song for the Dodgers.
Ooh. Is it?
Yeah.
It's an odd choice, right?
It is, but I think it's because Ed Sheeran's a redhead.
Oh, the gingers unite.
Taylor Swift's exactly. Look What You Made Me Do, which was the most watched video online in 24 hours. That's why it's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
43 million views in 24 hours.
Except for me, I've never heard this song.
There you go. Our listener,
you're the one
find
didn't yet.
Every on the planet except for me.
Let's find one for you, Jennifer. The next one is Coldplay and the Hymn for the Weekend. Highest annual earnings for a band this year, Coldplay. So that's why they're on the list.
Victoria's our Coldplay girl.
Yeah.
I think that his voice, Chris Martin's voice, is very, very distinguished or distinguishable or identifiable. I'm not sure what the right word is for it. But
all of those.
Voice. Yeah, all of those. All right, next on the list is Jolene, with the... Oh, Pentatonix and Dolly Parton did this together. Yeah, I remember this. Yeah. Most decades with a top 20 country hit. This is why it's in the record books. It's a good song.
This version of the song actually put Dolly in the book.
Really?
She needed one more decade, and Pentatonix did it for her, so.
Helped her out.
Yes.
All right, let's see here. The song Radioactive, the Imagine Dragons, spent most weeks on the Hot 100 singles list, so that's in this list. Good For You by Selena Gomez, most followers on Instagram. Let's see, One Direction, Story of My Life, has the most Instagram followers for a group. Katy Perry's Chain to the Rhythm. She's the first artist to reach 100 million Twitter followers, so that's why she's in the Guinness World Records, and that's why it's on this Spotify playlist. And Girls Like You, a Maroon 5 song, most viewed music channel on YouTube, is theirs. So those are all the top 10 world records. That's so Guinness and Spotify together. Interesting concept. 28 past the hour. Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Strong. It's the new skinny. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. With all that we have to do during any given day, focus is crucial when it comes to staying healthy and keeping in shape. That's why a new book, Strong is the New Skinny, is commanding much attention. The premise is, building up strength in all quarters, from bone health to muscle strength, must take priority over the desire to live your life ruled by the bathroom scale. As a doctor, I agree. While maintaining a healthy weight is important, from the perspective of bone health, being too thin can be a serious risk factor for osteoporosis. And strong muscles are a must for maintaining inner strength and balance as we mature, since we all start to lose muscle mass after 40. Regular, varied exercise in concert with nutrient-rich diet and enough calories to keep strong is the only way to ensure that you will be the new black this season.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump pushed back against what his former attorney Michael Cohen said in pleading guilty this week to two felony campaign finance violations. As Cohen noted, he's violated the law at Trump's direction. Longtime Judiciary Committee member Senator Orrin Hatch on the plea deal of Michael Cohen, suggesting then-candidate Donald Trump okayed payments to avoid disclosures of alleged affairs.
Well, these are serious charges, and they can't be ignored.
Interviewed by Fox and Friends, the president said payments to women who've alleged affairs
affairs with him were not akin to campaign contributions.
They didn't come out of the campaign. They came from me.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
As the president has stated on numerous occasions, he did nothing wrong. There are no charges against him in this. Just because Michael Cohen made a plea deal doesn't mean that implicates the president on anything.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We are prepared to continue to send out the information and the love on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is here to love. Victoria Keelan is here to love. Kara Schillen is here to love. And, of course, I'm here to love. How many of you, as an aside before Victoria gives us a trending story, how many of you have ever done perhaps one of the most difficult things in life? Family member you don't talk to, your father, your son, a friend, somebody that was there for you maybe when you were younger, but something happened. May I suggest that today be the day that you get out your phone and you text those words, I love you, to somebody. Who can you send them to? I won't ask because I'm going to put you on the spot, Jennifer or Victoria or Kara, but think about it. There's somebody in your life, I bet, that would benefit from you breaking the ice. And that's really what it is, isn't it? Break the ice. Yeah.
So, yeah. I like to tell people that I love them all the time.
I do too, actually.
Yeah. I always feel sorry for people.
I love you, Jennifer.
Don't do that. I love you too, Dougie. You know that.
I love you, Victoria.
You're okay.
Oh, there's the New Yorker.
Nice. That's it, right. Hi, Karis. You get to
New York on the outside, hippy dippy on the inside.
That's right. Exactly.
Wait, did you guys just hear that? Doug said, "I love you. I love you, Kara." Thumbs up.
Whoa!
No, it's not bad. I was saying the same thing in a different way to each one of you.
Oh, so there, okay.
Girl. Thumbs up.
Sure.
That's what I do when I love someone too. I give them a thumbs up. Say, yep.
Good for you.
Love you.
All right. Do I have a thumbs up with you?
Well, sure.
So there.
Yes, you've got a thumbs up for me.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And that's okay. I like Chinese.
I like to, yeah, right.
I don't think there's enough thumbs
for silence
that.
From me.
All right, Victoria, what do we have that's trending?
Well, two people who are not saying I love you to each other anymore, Lisa Marie Presley and her husband. Lisa Marie got some good news. She will not have to pay her now ex-husband, Michael Lockwood, a dime in spousal support, thanks to an ironclad post-nuptial agreement that they had. Lisa Marie and this guy Lockwood married in 2006, and they signed a post-nup in 2007, and the agreement waives Lockwood's right to spousal support should anything happen, and a lot of things did happen. She accused him in the divorce. They had a very ugly divorce. She accused him of opening up credit cards in her name, running up hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt, and she now says that her $100 million or her portion of Elvis's $100 million estate is gone. And so she's had a lot of financial issues, and I guess the court sided with her, saying that she doesn't have to pay him spousal support. And he apparently feigned amnesia, according to her lawyers, and said that he didn't remember signing a post-nup. But anyway, so apparently she revealed that of the $100 million that she inherited from Elvis, she now has $14,000 left. And she's
her mother shut her off at a point when Priscilla saw what she was doing with the money. The mother, she just shut her off. Priscilla got her own money, and
Lisa Marie got $100 million and has blown through it and says she's got $14,000 of it left.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
I don't understand how that could happen. She's suing her former business manager over the losses, saying that they actually squandered the money.
You can always blame the business manager, but who hired the business manager and where were you?
Right.
And I thought that I remember seeing some, because Priscilla got $100 million, too, out of it. She and Elvis were made very close.
She still has her money, I think.
She has more, and then some.
She's
very smart with
it. All you have to do is invest and not be a nut.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Priscilla's done really well by Graceland and that hotel that just opened there. She's really done incredibly well.
And she's managed it. These were all her ideas for managing.
Right.
Lisa didn't have to come up with the ideas. Her mother did.
Right. Yeah.
But the two of them worked together to run the estate after Elvis died, when she became of age.
Yeah.
When Lisa became of age, she worked with her mother. If you remember, I said the other day I went to see that Elvis special, the revival after 50 years, the 1968 TV special, and I made a movie out of it, and it's been playing around the country for the last 2 or 3 days. So. In it, Priscilla does the interview with the producer of the TV special, and she's very insightful. You can tell by watching her body language and by the questions that she asked that she absolutely adored Elvis. Whatever it was that went on, the immaturity that he faced or encountered with, all of the women in his life that were part of what was going on in that era with people like that, doesn't justify it, but she... Even though they got divorced, whatever she talks about him, you can always tell that she really cared about him. And I think he, from all that I can gather, he actually was a very lovable guy and very likable and was very true to his friends. He was a very generous guy. The estate's worth a lot more now than it was when he was alive because he was spending the money like his daughter, like father. He'd go out, he'd see somebody who was homeless and he'd buy him a house or somebody... who had a car wreck, and he'd buy him a new car. That kind of stuff. He did that. He was famous for doing that, not only in his own neighborhood in Memphis, but when in Las Vegas, he was in Los Angeles, he had a home, and this he just gave it all away. So, but he was able to make it. But just still the idea of being that, he's a very, very generous guy.
The thing is that Lisa, what's her name? the kid.
Lisa Marie?
Lisa Marie. Yeah, gosh, yeah. I don't know why that just blinked on me. But she's not Elvis, and that's the bummer, is that he always knew he could give away the money because there would always be some more money.
Be more.
And she should know that she's not Elvis, but I guess maybe she...
Well, but the other side of what Victoria just said is true. You got $100 million, and you invest it, and you get 4% return on it, which is very conservative in this day and age. So I'd say you get 4 or 5%. That's $5 million a year. Yeah. Live pretty well on $5 million a year. Right?
Yeah.
Think about it. I mean, that's almost $200,000 a month. That's pretty easy to live on.
I could probably try to scrape by on
that. You could probably handle that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good for you. Let me just go back. May we slide back for a minute to what I just said about... I was thinking... I've been in kind of a mood. I've been in a place today. And sometimes you can hear it. I think Jennifer used to say to me, she could always tell.
Oh, I knew from the moment. Yeah, this morning.
From when you hear my first words in the morning,
actually.
What's going on. Well, I did tell you off the air that I was in a place... And it's not important as to why I'm in the place. It's important that I do something about it. And sometimes it takes me a little while. I'd just stay annoyed or angry. But in this life, I don't want to stay that way. I want to work myself out of it. It doesn't keep me from falling into the hole, but I climb out better. And so when I said what I did about sending an email to somebody that, you love them. I'm not angry. I'm angry at a sort of a thing that happened as a result of people, and I just will choose to not do business with this person in this company anymore. I'm not going to send him an I love you because I never loved him to begin with. But there's a in this age of distractions and what you know, we have so many people that claim they have attention deficit disorder, that kind of stuff. So who's going to pay attention to you sending? That's the other side of it. So you can send it, but will the recipient get it? And I mean, maybe look at it, but will he or she actually get what you're sending, the thought, the idea? When you email somebody now, I think, more than ever before, do you put it in such a way that that when you send it, it will not be ignored? Is there a way of saying it or a way of, I don't know, I'm thinking about how some people are very good when it comes to using the tools that are part of life today. All of these personal gadgets. I guess I'm sort of wondering out loud how you make sure that people who you want to know that you care about them actually get to hear or see or feel that you really mean to be in touch.
I think I only say I love you to people who are responsive to me, who I know love me back. I don't know. I don't think it should be such a struggle to get through to someone,
exactly.
To let them know that you love them. And if it is,
well,
then
you
maybe you
if
need
you've been
to reconsider.
Disconnected from them for a while, is there a way to break through that? I guess that's kind of what
I guess I'm lucky to not have a lot of relationships like that. I think for most people in my life, if I don't want a relationship with them, then I don't have one. And if I do want a relationship with them, then I do have one. I mean, my parents, my sisters, all my friends. I'm like Jen and Victoria. Do I not? Sorry. I do. I love you guys. And I try to show you that. And I guess I didn't say.
Thoughtful.
Yeah.
I think the three of you are very, it's very interesting to hear the conversations and to know that you're in touch and that you're following each other on Facebook and Instagram and that sort of thing.
Forget that. You should see the text we send. You should see the text we send off the air. And we probably don't say this enough because it's probably boring for the listeners, but off the air, I say all the time, I am so incredibly grateful to have Jen and Kara in my life. They're like my radio sisters.
Radio Dad-o. We all do have a nice family here together, and we share our family every day, the stories, what's going on with us and what's going on in the world with all of you.
I'm short a few bucks. Could I borrow some money? Victoria needs to take the car out this weekend, too.
Okay. Next question. 45 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for $1, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list?
I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come in today to get select back-to-school supplies for $2 or less, including a 24-pack of Crystal Geyser spring water. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot, Office Max. Water limit 2. Other limits apply. See store for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing and free home delivery on most beds. End Saturday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So from the factoid department here at the DJV show, did you know that 1 in 4 adults have had a disability that impacts their major activities? One of them, well, the one that's most obvious or affects most people is your mobility. As you get older, if you don't exercise, if you don't build your muscles, if you can't walk, you will not be able to do anything. Can you imagine life, any of you now listening, who are A-OK, like the three ladies and me, for example? I couldn't imagine not being mobile. How do you live? But 1 in 4 adults say they have some kind of disability that impacts their activities in life. And most of it has to do with mobility, getting around. Cognition is another one, hearing, vision, self-care, that kind of stuff. Those are the disabilities that pop up most of the time. But not being mobile, wow. Do what you can to keep your everything working properly. That would be my word to the wise. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
A
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In the focus, your pets in the focus. This is the host of the Pet Show, internationally acclaimed author and host of the Pet Show. Warren Eckstein is with us. He's made his life a career out of taking care of your animals and helping you understand your animals and doing more with your animals. So I'm going to give you a first-hand example of how good he is. We were just talking off the air about my problem with Daisy May, my new bulldog. I've had her since May. She's been fabulous. She's learned how to be friends and love and trust and walk and all kinds of things that she couldn't do before. And now she's sort of feeling her oats. So this week she's discovered how to get out of her harness. I don't like collars on dogs because I think that they are not good for their necks. So I had a harness. Matter of fact, this is Charlotte's old harness that I have. It's really an honor for Daisy May to wear Charlotte's harness. So she's been wearing it. And I don't have it too tight because I don't think that's good either. But it helps me lift her into the truck and, you know, stuff like that. So she's figured out, she goes to a certain place on the other side of the porch and she pulls herself out of it. And so, okay, I'm worried that she, because we're closer to the road here than I was at the other farm, and so I don't want her to get into danger. She, when she gets herself out of it, she goes out for a little while and she comes back and stands in front of the door. That's fine. But putting the collar on her, now she figured out last night how to get out of the collar. And so I am concerned about when I went out in the dark, if she came right back to me. She comes when I call her. But it still is troubling for me because I want to be able to trust that when I'm gone and I want to leave her outside, that she's going to be okay if I can't take her with me. So what's the remedy for that?
See, you're right on target. Let me explain something. You're doing exactly what most good pet guardians will do, figuring how do I resolve the problem. However, what we need to do is figure out why is she behaving this way to begin with. And it's very simple. We know the background of the dog, you know, breeding, farm, whatever she was doing.
She was in, for those who don't know, Daisy came from a puppy mill. She had never walked in her life or in her adult life. She was in a cage all the time. She had two litters. And now she can, you know, she can tear off, and we've got her exercised so that her rear end is strong, and she's running around, and she's almost normal. So, okay, I'm just bringing everybody up to date. All right,
but
so where do we go from there?
Psychologically, what happens now is like it's like someone who's been confined in a jail for like a year or two. They get out of jail, they go through a honeymoon period where they're really good, then all of a sudden they start appreciating their freedom, and they use it. They go wandering here, wandering there. That's exactly what the dog is doing right now. So what you need to do is make sure that every single time that harness goes on, something incredible is going to happen, whether it be a special treat, whether it be a massage, whether it be a special walk, and you don't want to confine her outside with the harness for periods of time because she associates that confinement with the harness going back to early days where she might have been kept in a cage or tied up. We don't know. So I think what we need to do is make a reestablish a positive relationship with the harness, put it down along a food dish before you feed her, and also a figure eight harness may be the way to go. And the reason I suggest that is bulldogs tend to have a little extra skin around them. Let's face it, a lot of extra skin around
them. Yeah.
And sometimes even with the harness loose, they move one way, they move another way, and sometimes the skin will get caught and it'll hurt them a little bit. That's not your case. Your case is strictly the concept dogs learn through the associative memory. She associates the harness being confined, and she wants her freedom, and she's going to get it. So if we make the harness more positive, she's going to be less apt to want to wander. I hear this all the time about dogs that come out of shelters, dogs that come out of puppy mills. All of a sudden, it's like the person confined. All of a sudden, you know, you get that honeymoon period where they're nice and mellow. Then they start feeling, as you so aptly put it, they start feeling their oats and looking for everything that they've never seen before. But it does come back. But if you try to correct her for that, which most trainers would tell you, well, let the dog know you can't get out of the harness, do this, what you're doing is you're making it worse. Positive associated with the harness, little by little she'll come around and she'll be fine in the back.
There's a brook that runs through my property here, and she loves to go running in that brook. She chases the frogs and stuff around, and she just plops into it.
She's enjoying life. It's like being born at 20 years old for a human being. All of a sudden, her whole life, she's got a brand new life. It's like an infant mentality in a large dog body. That's basically what
we're talking about. She's Tom Hanks and big.
Yeah, yeah. She's dancing on a piano, as I can see.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's an interesting analogy. I want her to be safe. You know, I want her to have her freedom. I want her to feel like she can wander around and not go off and get lost. I think she wants to come back because she, you know, knows the safety and security of the house and or being with me, but I just don't want her to go to the road. That's the thing that concerns me. All right, figure eight harness is in order. That's what I'm doing. I hope that was a help to everybody listening who's had the same problem with their dog. Go to petshow.com, check out Warren's whole thing.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.